Let's get shitty.
Hello and welcome to the Let's Get Shitty show. I am your host, Eddie, and joining me this week, I have special guest, Alyssa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing all right. How's your week been going? You're sick, right?
I've been sick all week.
Yeah, you've been sick.
I was supposed to do stuff. This is the last week. Like, this is the too late to ship things by Christmas week.
So you just got to get that virus in there and ship it out. It's going to be like an outbreak monkey.
Yeah, I don't want to kill my grandparents, so I need this cleared up first.
Yeah, totally understand that. Man, it's been a year for people being fucking sick. Everybody at work is sick, so that's fun.
Yeah, my mom was telling me in great detail about her nasal issues. It was very upsetting.
Those are the worst.
I don't want to hear about it, though.
No, of course not. They're disgusting. Nobody wants to hear about, like, oh, yeah, then there's like a slug came out of my nose. And it's like, ugh.
This is a story that is giving me deja vu because this is something you've told me.
About a slug coming out of my nose? I've never told you about a slug
coming out of my nose. You said you coughed up a slug.
No, I didn't say I coughed up a slug.
After your nose job.
Oh, no.
You told me in fantastic detail.
That was terrible.
You were one of those awful people. Sharing.
I'm so sorry about that. Anyhow, this episode of the Let's Get Shitty show is not brought to you by Zencastr.
Oh yeah, you want to poop all over
them. Because Zencastr fucking can suck all of the dicks that are not mine because they're not worthy of my dick. $12 I spent now.
Oh my goodness.
One, two.
Could have been a Fiverr job.
Yeah. Well, the difference is that they are purporting that they are a business and that this is what they do, right? They have one job to do, and that is allow you to have a conversation with another human being on your computer, record both ends of them individually. That's called a double ender, right? That's what it's called.
That's a Requiem for a Dream shit.
That's why I made the pun on Twitter.
That was not part of that.
What are you talking about?
I didn't understand the point of bringing that up. I just thought you were saying something weird and sexual about me and Diamondback.
No, anybody who
podcasts. Like we had a weird verbal threesome. No, I said me and Diamondback
did it. I didn't say anything about you.
You tagged me.
I said you had to edit it.
But there's more than two people in that scene.
Right. What was the point? That would be a triple ender. No, in podcasting terms, a double ender is when you record both of your conversations separately on your local computer and then combine the files. So that's all Zencastr is supposed to do. You pay them money to do it. So I gave them $12 to do that for 5 hours worth of material, right? Because I figured, hey, I'll probably do it again. I'll probably have another interview, you know.
$5 for 5 hours?
$12 for 5 hours.
Calm down.
And so that episode was like an hour and 50 minutes. Tried to run it. It got stuck at this stuck in post-processing or processing. And it just sat there for a day. I'm like, well, this sucks. I email their support. Then some fucker is like, well, just tell me how many credits it used and we'll refund them. I'm like, cool. Yeah, because I don't have a deadline to release a podcast or anything. Now I've got to do it myself. But you're going to refund me the credits. Cool. So I'm like, whatever.
The credits, so then you go through their service again.
Yeah. So no then thanks. You're just giving me, it's like if you go eat at a restaurant and the food is bullshit and it's gross and they're like, oh, okay, cool. We'll just give you a gift certificate to come back and eat the gross food again.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, whatever. I tried just doing it again on their website. So now I have no credits on their website. The next one is stuck uploading to the cloud. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Because the shit's stored on their server. It's got nothing to do with my computer.
It seems like what their program did, it probably wasn't done by a person. It was probably automated.
Yeah.
And it was exactly, I think it was exactly what I did the second time around when I thought that I could sync it up just by, because obviously both sides started recording at the same time.
Yeah.
But I didn't account for the delay.
Yeah.
So they synced it up. Is that how you say that? They put it together. The same way I did by just assuming that both sides recorded the same time. But again, no account for delay. And it's their program, so they should recognize that there's going to be a delay.
Well, but the problem with that, though, is imagine what you did, right, when you try to combine the two files and save it. Mm-hmm. But it never saves, and then you're just stuck in that program, and it never makes the final single file.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
I had to go back and listen to multiple chunks of it, and I realized I had to cut off like 5 seconds of his side and move it over that much, and then it lined up right.
Yeah. So Zencastr is a piece of shit. Don't use it because it's a garbage product. And I've tried to get in touch with their support. And they're one of those cool. We're a modern company with that almost as like the ukulele music in the background for their Kickstarter video. Hey, we're a modern company. We're just like you. We like dogs and bacon and internet randomness.
Are they just in over their heads?
Yeah. And so on their support page, it's like you can file a ticket or just email me like Kevin@Zencastr.com. I did both. No response.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin and Zencastr.com. I don't even know if it's Kevin, but whatever. I'm just fucking not happy. Not happy with Zencastr. So that's where I am right now.
But we have the files.
We have the files. We're together. Working on it, and it's out by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
So this is our New Year's.
It's going to sound like shit, though, by the way. Yep.
Well, it will have sounded by.
Did what?
It will have sounded like shit.
The way you're saying this is already wrong. There's nowhere to go from here.
Okay. I'm just saying you're saying it like it's an episode that's going to be released after what's going on right now. And this episode is going to be released.
I know.
After
I get that.
Yeah. So it will have sounded like shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might have already heard it unless you're new.
Unless you're new. If you're new to this show, I'm sorry. So far, you've had about 5 minutes of us bitching about making podcasts, which is, I'm sure, compelling content.
This is what we do.
This is what we do. I'm sorry.
We drink and talk into mics in a weird corner of a room.
It is New Year's after this. Happy 2018.
What's your resolution?
What is your resolution? My resolution is I'm going to get fat this year. I'm going to try to eat a lot of food and get very fat and then be the fattest I've ever been.
Okay.
No, resolutions are stupid.
No, I get
that. It's just a dumb idea.
What would your goal be to be the fattest you've ever been? Are you talking like we've been watching 600 Pound Life lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think you can be that level?
No.
Like Dr. Nowazan level.
Yeah, I don't have the frame for that. Like I'm kind of spindly a little.
Those are all different kinds of frames.
A little
tall.
You could
have the frame.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. No, I already told you, like my ultimate goal is to look like one of those Iron Man competition guys.
So you need to be barrel chested.
Yeah, barrel chested.
And have a massive waxed mustache.
Yes. Like the guys that pick up the big.
And what hair are those that looks weights? Like shoe polish.
Yeah. What are those weights that they used to pick up? They look
something
like
bells. My mom uses
kettlebells.
Like kettlebells. That's right.
Yeah. But kettlebells are round at the bottom and then they come up.
I think you're just talking about average dumbbells
like.
Then.
No, what I'm talking about is it looks like an actual bell. Like it goes down rectangularly and bells out.
I think that's probably what the kettlebells
that's
are.
That's what it originally was?
Yeah.
Yeah, those. I want those.
They're just handled anvils, but I don't know why you would have a handle on an anvil.
That's what they used. And then they wore the weird leotard that had one strap that went on one side. Mm-hmm. And then that was it.
And it just and then wrecked
really
your
short,
taint.
Like the shortest shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good old singlet. Paint splitter. What's your resolution this year?
I don't know. I'm going to be happy if Trump is out by Christmas, like I said before. What was the word?
He's
predicted.
He's got to be out in 3 days then.
No, next Christmas, ding
next
dong.
Next Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Christmas.
So your resolution is Trump out in a year.
My resolution
and 3 days.
Is to be right.
Okay. We'll see.
That's what I strive for in everything.
Is just being right.
It'd be cool to get something produced. This could be my year, this upcoming year.
It totally could. What else? What about goals for the podcast? Let me think about goals for the podcast. I don't know. Maybe get renewed for a third season would be awesome.
Oh, man, it could be tight.
It's going to be tough. I know.
The board is really tough on... podcast with the word shitty in the title.
Yeah. The other thing is there's not a lot of podcasts. Like, it's a very selective marketplace right now. If you go try to find podcasts, there aren't a lot of them.
What's the fuck up with net neutrality going to do to us?
It could fuck us. I mean, if it's a thing where eventually they say
again, right?
You have to pay $5 a month for access to podcasts, then there's just going to be fewer people that are downloading it. Yeah.
For access to all podcasts. I just don't understand how they're going to put in that infrastructure, you know?
I mean, they'll try.
I know it exists in other countries.
It's easy enough. Like, you figure out what ports certain programs run on, and then the internet service provider just blocks them, or they'll block all access to, like, Netflix domains.
What do? You just, like, spoof a location and then you're free again? Like,
yeah, I mean, you could use a VPN or something, but then it's going to be slow because you're relaying through a VPN. It's, well, whatever. You'll figure out a way around it. You always do.
I hope the people vote properly. It still has to pass something else, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, the FCC isn't the final step.
Yeah.
And they pass it on fraud.
Yeah.
The comments, they claim that it was supposed to, they're going to go off votes from the public, from America. And a majority of their comments were fraudulent.
It's like they're liars.
Yeah. I kind of wonder if they pushed for those comments, if they paid people to post all that shit. Fake stuff, to fake the identities.
Fake news.
Yeah. That's very Trumpy.
I like that the Pope said that fake news is a sin.
But fucking children behind closed doors.
But fucking children, literally.
Is cool. Especially when they're blind and
Or just
and they
lying.
Can't ask for help.
Just lying about a snake that talked to abroad and told her
the
to
Pope
eat apple.
The Pope didn't do that. I mean, they just like push it.
Right.
Like he didn't make it.
No, the Pope was like, hey, we need to take this out of the Bible because it's fake news and it's not right to lie to people. I remember when he said that.
Do they have that ability, that power?
No, no. They just lie to people and take their money.
They like drop a new album, but they like drop a new version of the Bible, like a new translation.
Drop a New Testament.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, listen, I mean, that's what the New Testament was.
That's what your neighbor would do. You're on your land neighbor.
Yeah, we have to have an entire episode about it. The fact that I had a neighbor that thought he was Jesus Christ.
I feel like we've mentioned that before.
And he wrote a Bible.
But,
we've mentioned it, but we've never gone into detail. I've never done dramatic readings of the Book of Ten or any of that stuff.
I hope that guy's okay right now. Like, he was old back when you knew him.
Yeah, he's probably fine. Crazy people usually are all right for a long time. Look at Charles Manson.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's dead now, but like he lived for a while.
I hope Christ is still alive.
Oh, if Christ is dead, we're all in trouble.
That could have been what started all of this.
Yeah, you think so?
Could be.
He died and then Trump got elected.
Yeah.
And then Trump did all the horrible shit that he did.
His weird, anxious journaling could have predicted this.
No, it was mostly about the hardware store and how my dad was a good guy.
Well, that's nice.
Like, the hardware store wasn't
cool, blessed,
and his ex-wife being a bitch.
Unless you fucked with him as a kid.
No, I was never...
Like, egg is shack.
No, I was always nice as a kid. I never really fucked with people. I mean...
When did you start fake coming on windows?
That was when I was a teenager. So that was a long time after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. That's when the devil got in you and you started wearing a single dangly earring of an upturned cross.
Yeah. That's when the
so
devil
lost boys.
Got to me.
And you look like that guy.
Yeah, I look like that guy, Corey Feldman.
Sunderland?
Sunderland. Yeah, James Sunderland.
My head is in that place.
Yeah, I look like James Sunderland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Yes. This is going to become a running bit, by the way. I had so much fun on the two episodes ago.
Oh, with George Carlin?
When you don't know people's name and I just like say them as wrong as I possibly can.
That's mean.
Just to annoy you.
I can't remember words, which is the worst.
As a writer, it's probably not a positive to not be able
to remember. As a writer, if I don't have to talk to people, I can just hide in a dark, dark room with like a thesaurus in my screenplay.
Thesaurus.
How do you say that?
Thesaurus.
Why not thesaurus? I don't like to talk about it like it's a reptile.
What?
Like a
that was a Neil deGrasse Tyson joke.
I didn't take it from him.
I fucking hate him.
I know.
This was one of his jokes. What the fuck did he say? If I could name a dinosaur, I'd name him the Thesaurus, and he would have like, what was it? He didn't say the Trump, he'd have the best words, but something like, can you imagine what his Scrabble score would be or some shit?
That's even the dumbest. That's dumber than what I could have imagined.
And again, I bullied him. I'm like, no, because first of all, you're talking about a dinosaur that didn't exist.
Did you type the word
no.
Come on. If you're going to be sassy, you got to do that.
I should. And then I said, second of all, Scrabble wasn't even invented until like way after the dinosaurs were dead.
Oh, you got him.
Yeah. What a dumbass. I hate his. He's so fucking annoying. Dude.
I like to think that he does read every single response to him.
And he's like, I don't understand what this person's saying.
He just keeps seeing your dumb face with a snarling unicorn.
That's the best.
Yeah.
But I love Twitter. Sometimes
I like to imagine him just getting like really sad.
Like, what? This guy doesn't understand my joke. It was just a joke. He's taking it very seriously and then being mean to me about it. I have no awareness of myself. Bully. You know what? This guy is just a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm going to block him. If I get blocked by Neil deGrasse Tyson, that's my resolution.
I think the new thing, though, that I enjoy doing too is muting people rather than blocking them because then they're not aware.
Right.
They're not made aware of it. You're just not talking to them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good move. That's like unpersoning someone.
Yeah. I
like that. I really like that.
And it doesn't let, like, I don't like letting the Trumpers or like gun nuts or whatever win. Did we talk about that?
You the cum nut?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we talked about the cum nut.
That was fun for both of us.
It was very fun.
What is that you've got, sir?
So this is juice.
Juice. J-O-O-S-E.
J-O-O-S-E, the J series. It's a drink for black people.
What?
It's juice. It's a malt liquor beverage called juice. J-O-O-S-E. The flavor is blue lemonade. So
it's okay, internet. He's got a great great grandpa who's half
black. Shut the fuck up. That's like we were watching
it's neon.
Yeah, we're watching. That's why I got the skull glass. We were watching Hateful Eight.
Oh yeah.
And then dude, we're like a half an hour into it, right?
Yeah, this is that. This is kind of a heady topic. It's kind of,
and it's like
a lot for us,
dude.
Give me that. I want to
people
taste it.
Have said the N-word and hit women so frequently within the first half hour, even I'm starting to get uncomfortable.
Yeah. immediately you understand why that woman's being hit.
Well, yeah, because
not that there's anything to justify hitting anybody.
Well, look what woman she's wearing, not. First of all. Like,
she's a horrible person. Get this out of the way. Yeah. Taking a picture.
I'm taking a picture of my juice skull.
This is so blue.
Oh my goodness. It's lovely. It's like glowing blue. Look at that.
Oh, it does not.
Doesn't taste good, does it?
It's not good.
Yeah, probably not.
Whoa.
I think it was like $2.
That's like someone just dumped some Kool-Aid packets in a bad beer.
Yeah, it's like alcoholic Kool-Aid. I wonder who that's for.
What are you insinuating, sir?
Children, gotta get them drunk on the Jesus juice.
Okay. That's not what I expected.
Yeah. So anyhow, you were saying that's a heady topic, so let's avoid it.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about the N-word because that's a thing in this podcast.
I'm so fucking tired of people with the fucking N-word shit. I really am.
Why do people want to say it so bad?
I have no idea.
But that's the thing with Tarantino.
For me, it's the only way I can come, so I get it.
Right.
But,
the movie Hateful Eight, right? That's a period piece, so you expect to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't hear it, then they're just pussies. Like,
yeah, but there's like a level of it where it's like, okay, I get it. But when it's like 9 times in 11 sentences.
You've only seen this, like we've just been following these 3 characters so far. One of them's a obvious racist. That's just how she refers to the black person.
Right. Well, what about the other two guys who are doing the exact same thing?
Well, there's another. Okay, so we've introduced
3 characters, one of
five-ish
them
five-ish people.
Well, we've introduced,
There's the guy who's driving the cart.
Who just says weird, random shit.
Yeah, and he says it nonstop. Just like screaming at these horses.
Jump on it.
Constantly.
Hit it, yeah.
Like, that's not real. That's not how you drive.
No, it isn't.
I mean, it's how I drive, but a car.
Yeah, I mean, horses. I have my head out the window and I just yell at all of the minorities on the street, like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Boy. Right.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to burp. Oh, this is really gross. Oh, gross.
Drink it fast.
It's 14% alcohol.
What's this that I'm drinking?
Probably about 15 to 20. Juice.
Yeah, I can't get that taste out of my mouth. It's pretty gross.
It's really fucking bad. Is there like a little... Now, you know how usually these things have like a little like mission statement? We hear it, juice.
No, I don't study these fucking canned malt drinks.
There's nothing on it. Yeah, this is horrible. So, yeah, no, it's a little weird to watch. I bet
you look super cool picking it up in your like shorts in the freezing weather at, what, 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
I bet you look pretty cool.
Yeah, the Armenian guy that runs the convenience store was probably very like, this guy. This is like that 7-Eleven story with the fucking bong head transplant. They don't care. I went in there. I got Sailor Jerry rum, a 2 liter of soda.
I was talking about his response to you. Yeah, I know the cashier don't give a shit.
Nobody in there cares.
Just some talking guy was about like, the visual of you in your little they're not too short shorts.
Too short. Well, they're almost.
They're getting there.
They need to get a little shorter.
Yeah, you could cut them. Cuffs. Ooh. So the little corner of the pocket's hanging out.
See, you say that because there's somebody you know that did that and you have a problem with it. The difference is I could actually pull that off.
Yeah.
Like, because I have an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I've seen a lot of dudes in really short shorts. Uh-huh. And the ones that are dancing in it, like all sexy like, mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
So if I dance, then it's fine.
There's such a weird range. There's like my stepdad who's doing the yard work in his tiny, 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 tiny shorts. Yeah. The first time I ever meet him ever.
Okay. Let's talk about his facial hair situation.
I don't even remember. I was just so like, you should not show that much thigh. I was like 7-ish.
That's a dude thing to do. Like if you gotta flaunt it, man, come on.
But can we not acknowledge that I was like, this is the 90s. Like mid to late 90s. Mm-hmm. The first time I'm meeting him and I'm coming. He knows that my mom's going to bring the kids to meet him.
Yeah, bring them on over. I'm going to put on my special shorts.
Yeah. And he's wearing a fucking wicker hat that is so crusted and twisted up. Yeah. It stays in the shape of his head and however he's bent it all this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's the thing is that the shorts don't stand on their own. The rest of the ensemble has to work.
Yeah, and he's doing yard work.
So like I'm wearing my Dick Show shirt.
The motherfucker's born and raised in California, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's a certain kind of person.
Mm.
That's not like a regional thing.
True.
That's a familial thing.
So, speaking of California.
Why are you calling that Goonie shirt your Dick shirt?
I was wearing my Dick shirt earlier.
What'd you do to it?
I took it off.
Why'd you do that?
This is a more comfortable shirt.
Hear that, Dick?
I got in my comfy. Yeah, I got in my comfy clothes. Anyhow, my work has had about 6 holiday parties.
Well, yeah, it's the government. What do you expect?
Yeah, I work for the government. The last one was today, right?
Do you hear that alien?
Yeah. The last one was today, and it was a thank you to all the people who are going to be into work next week, right?
Like on Christmas?
Yeah. Well, not on Christmas, because nobody works on Christmas.
Everybody goes, then everyone's going to work next week.
No. Because here's the deal. This week, I'm going to have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off, uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. 3 days off. Boom. So then next work week will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll work, right?
Sure.
I have that Friday off just because we have every other Friday off, right?
Should you be giving out your situation here.
It doesn't matter because this is going to come out well after this. I'll have that Friday off, right? Mm-hmm. Then I'll have that Saturday and that Sunday off. Then I'll have that Monday off as well because of New Year's, right?
We're going to go to the snow? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to go to the snow.
Sweet.
So if you were to take Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off next week, you're just going to get 10 days in a row off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I would then have this so Saturday, like a smart, Sunday, Monday,
higher up person.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. It'd be 10 days in a row. Fucks
probably is doing that.
No, everybody's doing that, basically. When I go to work next week, there's probably going to be 6 to 7 cars in the parking lot, including mine.
So you should just put on your weird Christmas album and just dance through the empty halls.
Yeah, I'm just going to do nothing.
Waggle your dick out.
I'm going to do literally fucking nothing. I'm probably going to watch TV.
Yeah, I need to watch some more Seinfeld.
Or whatever. Probably not Seinfeld. I got to catch up on some horror movies and shit. Oh, no, Black Mirror. The next season of Black Mirror is going
to
be up.
You don't get to watch that without
me. Yeah, I do, because, sorry, that's my show, not yours.
Okay, so if you're watching shit, then I'm just going to start watching shit without you.
No, I'm not going to. Black Mirror is our thing.
I mindfully don't watch things. Like, I will turn off a horror movie, like, 5 minutes in if I think you like it.
I so do that, too. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Keep that up.
So this party today was for all of the people who are going to be in next week. It's like, hey, thanks, guys, because you're going to come in next week and we're not. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
The way that it works, there are contractors. I'm a contractor. And there are civil servants who actually are employed by the government. Mm-hmm. Right. There's going to be one civil servant there on site to cover, because they're literally, like, legally
just
has
to
be one.
Just to police you. Yeah.
There's going to be one. And then everybody else is a contractor. Right. So the party was, it was called the On the Rocks Celebration or
Do
something.
They name every fucking party?
Yes.
God damn.
There's a committee that runs the parties, and they're called the Smile Committee.
Oh man. Calm down, NASA.
Yep. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
They don't have real stuff. Like, you guys kill people.
NASA doesn't kill people. What are you talking about?
The part of the government. I mean, y'all kill people.
No, we're NASA. We're the good guys. We help.
What's with some of those vehicles?
Well, let's not talk about the drone programs and shit that we're helping them research. That's all for, like, figuring out atmospheric conditions and weather research. Uh-huh. The fact that
Catch Maria.
We have a new project that was going on that's literally just a plane launching a rocket off of it.
Yeah, that's to collect.
For collecting atmospheric data. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Cloud rockets.
I mean, that's. Yeah. Okay. I don't know who funded that project. I do, but I can't legally say it. But okay. So anyhow,
we're getting too deep into stuff. You can't talk about a lot of stuff.
No, I've been very careful with what I'm saying. Okay. It's fine. There are other people that are doing the exact same thing in this area. Okay. So it's fine. So On the Rocks Celebration, whatever. And then an hour or two before the thing happens, an email goes out and says, hey, all the contractors, part of our contract says that legally you can't drink alcoholic beverages on site.
Okay.
Right?
But government employees can.
So you're not allowed to. Yeah, of course.
Weird.
So we go down there and they've purchased like Costco margarita mix or Costco margaritas. There's probably, and it's like the handle bottle. So there's two, there's a fifth, and then there's like a 1.5 gallon bottle of liquor.
Yeah.
The fifth is for the, like, you're not committed to the game, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the other side is like what you would see Leahy drinking, right? Oh, the other size.
Rip.
I miss that dude, man. God damn it.
Yeah.
So good. It bums me out. Anyhow, there's probably about 30 of those handles of just pre-mixed margaritas in there. And then 4 12 packs of soda.
Yeah. Okay.
And all the government employees, like, yay, and drinking and having a good time. And all of us contractors, like, well, that's cool. When literally, thank you for being here next week is the reason for the celebration.
You can't legally do it. Like, I know you want to have a little bitchy tantrum, but.
And one
and is that just
government employee should be there. There should have been one drink for the one government employee who's going to be there next week. That's it.
Well, that's not legal. But speaking of not legal, couldn't that email have just been like for records?
Nope.
You look like you're enjoying that.
The HR broad was standing in front of the table with the drinks.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
Like just look away for a second.
That's just like my thing. You know how many people I've just let like slide on shit?
You probably shouldn't have that position.
Not in NASA. Mm-hmm. When I was like working at Sprint and people are, I can't pay my cell phone bill and there's a problem. I'm like, okay. I mean, I don't see the cell phone bill you're talking about. So, Well, it says I'm going to get disconnected in a month because I owe $150.
Check again. I don't think you must and be I'm like, hey, wrong.
I'm looking at it. I don't see that. Hey, by the way, it helps if you bundle your long distance and local phone service with Sprint. It's only going to be $50 a month instead of right now you're paying $80 a month. And then I get a sales credit for doing that for you. Would you want to do that? Huh. Yeah. Yeah. A little, you scratch my back. I scratch yours, you know?
That's a really good back scratch for them.
Yeah. No, I was helpful. I was a nice guy. I had to do sales. I was legally. I was required. Okay. When you call Sprint because you have a problem with your phone service.
That's shit all over them.
The person that, they're the fucking worst.
I hate their service out here.
When you call them up because you're having a problem with your service, the person you're talking to has to make, when I was working there, $1,600 a month in sales. And that's for the repair technicians. That's not a salesperson. Mm-hmm. Or you get fired.
Yeah, because they just keep churning, like they can just get another guy.
Yeah, of course. How's that for fun?
That's some garbage.
That is bullshit.
Aren't they being eaten by another company soon?
No, they were about to buy T-Mobile, but then they got slapped with an antitrust law thing that would narrow.
The FCC claims to care about.
Fuck the FCC.
For real. Like, we don't need them.
Yeah.
We needed them in the 50s. We don't need them anymore.
No, we don't need them at all. That's why Howard Stern had to fight with them forever. Like, this is the hilarious thing. This dude had to fight with them. He got fined $50 million or something like that for running an ad for a product called Sphincterine, like Listerine, but for your asshole, which was like wipes that made your butthole smell better.
That's nice.
He got fined. Like millions of dollars for that.
Sphincterine kind of makes me think that it's a bleachy wipe.
What would happen?
Which somebody would be into. You know that would be something that question. Would sell.
You know those whitening strips you can put on your teeth?
Yes.
What happens if you put one on your butthole?
I don't know. I put them on my teeth. They're not cool.
Does it bleach your asshole?
Probably. I wonder, could you just dip your butthole in like food-safe hydrogen peroxide? I know that's for teeth, but could you do that with your butthole?
We'll find out.
We need to look into butthole bleaching. Not that I'm interested because I don't.
No, you don't need it. It's fine.
Thanks. I also can't see it. So like, how am I going to appreciate it?
I
don't care about your view of it. It's about what I want for my body.
I guess you could do the Madonna trick and squat over a mirror.
Can I? I've done that.
Whoa. Okay, stop.
Why wouldn't you?
You've squatted. You've laid a mirror on the floor and squatted over it.
I don't think I've put it on the floor. Like, I'm flexible, so I can just kind of have a peek see. But yeah, you need to know what your shit is down there.
Yeah.
Have you ever checked out your shit?
I have.
Why are you giving me hell for it then?
Well, because it's concerning.
What?
My shit is concerning.
What's wrong with your shit? I've seen it.
Yeah, like in my taint area, there's a growth.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should get that looked at.
No, I've had it since I was like a kid.
Okay.
And I just always thought everybody's got one of those. Every boy has that.
It's your third ball.
It's like my boy clit.
Nice.
And it's so cool. Anyhow.
Let me know later if you want to delete that part.
No, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Are you kidding me?
People, do you have a name for it?
It's my boy clit. That's all.
Well, that's cute enough.
Yeah. Is there a problem with a boy clit? Are you trying to like shame me about this?
Some cis type.
No, it's just, it's like a very big skin tag-ish type thing, but it's like much more well-defined.
Okay.
It's my boy clit. It's whatever.
You just enjoy it?
I don't know that I enjoy it. It's just there.
Clits have a purpose.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you say clitoris or clitoris?
Clitoris.
That's so weird. That Why? Makes me think of a bull.
You say clitoris?
Yeah.
That's my clitoris? That's a very California thing.
Why?
Why? That's my clitoris. It's okay.
Okay, just putting a lisp it's on that doesn't... I don't have a Valley Girl thing. No. Now I'm going to be extra...
There's a girl I work with that's got the Valley Girl thing going on like crazy.
Do you love it?
Nope. That actually makes me not turned on.
Really?
Yep. I hate it.
I'm not bothered by it. Really? I'm born and raised here. Like,
yeah. Born and raised in Washington State. You have to say state.
I heard a lot of ska growing up.
Ska. Ugh.
Yeah.
So I have a new segment for us.
Is it called Name That Growth?
No, don't. First of all, you're shaming my boy clit, and I don't think that that's cool, right?
I don't care about your clit.
Okay, so Name That Growth, that's mean.
I'm just joking.
Okay, hey, if you guys want to help name my boy clit, if you've got a better like name for it, tweet at us, hashtag name that thing.
Do you really want to do this?
I'm fine. I don't give a fuck. It's whatever. No, my new segment is called hashtag comedy. So I like to tweet a lot of jokes on occasion. And when I'm tweeting a joke that I think is a banger, I always put hashtag comedy at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Right. Then I always wonder, am I in the world of comedy? Where do I rank? Like, how funny am I?
Because anyone can go to an open mic. Why don't you do that?
Because stand up comedy is dead.
It's not.
It is dead.
No, there's a gal in my writing group that does stand up. I've never seen her show, but
I was actually thinking as a bit of going down to UCB because it's $10 a class down there and doing like improv classes and just trying to derail everybody's shit and recording it. I thought that would be fucking great.
I don't think you can record on campus.
On campus, it's
whatever.
Not actually a college, by the way.
On whatever grounds, I don't think you can record in a.
Yeah, I can.
A space like that. It's not.
Of course,
it's not technically a public space.
I just bring my Zoom recorder. I put it in my coat pocket and record.
No, I feel like people would have to give consent.
Listen, I am a white male. I don't care about consent.
Don't we know?
Yeah, we have all the power.
America knows.
Don't you get that? Yet?
This is a bit you're doing, but it's a little too real.
I'm sorry. You're right. What I'm doing is what I did is I found a bunch of comedians and I found their tweets that are their jokes that they're very proud of. And I'm going to read them.
Did I pin them?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read them to you and I would like you to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10.
This is what you're so proud of.
This is such
all week.
No. So the first one is by Eric Brandstein. Eric Brandstein tweeted, now that Trump has been added to Disney World's Hall of Presidents.
Have you seen that, by the way?
Now that Trump has been added to Disney World's Hall of Presidents, they must rename it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
It's pretty good.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
On 1 to 10, what do you give that?
Did he hashtag comedy it? Because that deserves a hashtag comedy.
Okay. 1 to 10, though. What do you put that? Pretty good?
You want honest?
Hmm?
You want honesty?
Yeah.
3?
3? Okay, so here's the next one is Sadly Catless, right?
I already like this person.
Twitter handle, okay.
Uh-huh.
I saw mommy kissing a reindeer. Hope he had his shots because this isn't her first sleigh ride.
What?
I saw mommy.
I heard it.
Kissing
a reindeer.
I just
don't understand.
I hope he had his shots because this isn't her first sleigh ride.
Is it like a herpes joke? Like a warts, a genital warts joke? What do you get a vaccination for that's sexual?
Well, that you kiss for? I don't know. So scale of 1 to 10, what
sleigh
do you...
Sleigh ride suggests you, more than kissing.
Mm-hmm. But if she saw mommy kissing the reindeer...
That suggests that possibly they're also fucking.
Yeah.
So which is what the...
maybe? Or HPV, I guess. You
right,
get
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Okay. So yeah, HPV. So what do you... 1 to 10.
Reindeer warts?
What do you put that?
I feel like it's not developed enough.
Okay, 1 to 10.
2.
2, okay. Robin Dwoskin.
Dwoskin?
Tweeted, for William's birthday, McDonald's celebrates with a McShakespeare. Hashtag fake Shakespeare facts.
I like that a little bit more.
It's pretty funny, huh?
It's just dumb enough.
Okay, so 1 to 10, what do you give that?
5.
5, nice, okay. Jim McHugh. He tweeted, Bill Gates has a McDonald's gold card for unlimited free fast food. That's one way to get rid of the 1%.
What?
Yeah. It's pretty funny, right?
I don't understand.
He said because Bill Gates has a gold card from McDonald's that they give him unlimited fast food.
And that's a person that doesn't need it because they're rich.
Yeah. Then if he were just, he's assuming that then Bill Gates would go into McDonald's and just repeatedly eat all the fast food he could for free because he can't afford to eat.
Because he's a big fat fuck.
Right. Bill Gates. And that's one way to get rid of the 1% because Bill Gates is a bad rich person who does no charity work.
Right. Like he hasn't saved thousands,
millions of people in Africa with
nets for malaria,
that protect them from malaria. And he's not trying to get like clean drinking water to Africa.
Right.
So what do you think on a 1 to 10 for Jim McHugh's? That's one way to get rid of the 1%.
Well, it's not that you really had to lay it out for me. Uh-huh. Like you really had to explain it.
OK,
so it's probably the worst of the bunch so far. I'll give it a 1.
A 1. Ooh, Jim.
Sorry,
you
Jim.
Might be on the shit list.
Maybe don't suck so hard.
Tim has issues. I'm going to be rich soon. This is so in comedy. There's
a person named Tim has issues.
Tim has issues. Okay. Is his Twitter handle.
OK,
so and these are all actual like professional working in the industry comedians, by the way.
Mm.
Just so you know, that's the thing.
Like they do stand up.
No, like they write for The Daily Show, Saturday Night Live, things like that.
Well, kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
After that bit we watched. Saturday Night Live.
Which one?
The Street Fighter goof.
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that was funny. There was a black lady and she kept saying, Rihanna, Rihanna, Rihanna. And that was her power move.
Yeah. And
then she called her white brother-in-law.
Right?
Yeah, Keenan.
Yeah, Keenan just like it was so funny to that person. They could not keep a straight face the whole time.
Yep. Yeah.
I struggled to laugh. Like,
OK,
that was sad. And I saw that shit all over my Twitter. Like it was explosive. It was huge. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Is it just because it's a reference?
Yeah.
Like people just like you get a free one for referring to a 90s or 80s thing.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I guess. This is why I feel
what I'm
like
doing, then.
I'm very good.
What I'm working like on right now
boy.
Could be a big hit then.
Yeah.
Because it's a 90s
have
thing.
A black woman that yells Rihanna a bunch.
That didn't exist in this
especially
time.
If you can get what's her name from Ghostbusters. From Lady Ghostbusters. The lady that was black that's like, oh, hell no.
Oh.
And that's her entire act.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
She
didn't understand Twitter and she got really upset.
She's the one that, what was her?
I don't know.
Her Twitter bio said, I am comedian for the longest time.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
If
you have her thing, just like she's in that and she yells like, oh, hell no. And Rihanna a bunch, then you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be as funny as that Saturday Night Live sketch. So a common kind of a joke is in like joke structure is you make up a conversation. So you're like, well, he said this, and then I said, wrecked him, damn near killed him.
Okay, right? Yeah.
So this is what Tim has issues is doing. Me, I'm going to be rich soon because I got hurt at McDonald's, right? And then this is McDonald's responding to him. Not an employee, just McDonald's.
Yeah.
Sir, we're not at fault because you bit your finger eating fries.
Okay. Yeah. Is he a great big fat person?
No, he's just a dude.
Okay.
And 1 to 10, what do you give that one?
Not to throw shade, but that kind of sounds like a goof my mom might post.
Yeah. But your mom's really funny, so it's. That's fine.
She's funny when she's not trying, but this is trying.
Okay. Yeah. So, there's more juice in there if you want it.
Oh, you don't want to share? Oh, yeah, because I'm going to get you sick.
No, yeah, this is disgusting.
Well, no, because I have a code.
No, probably not. That's not even a problem because I'm going to be wearing your ass like a feed bag in a minute.
Ew, I'm deleting that. Yeah.
See, I'm actually funny. Can I?
That's not funny. That shock humor, that's not funny.
Oh, okay. It's not as funny as Bill Gates has a McDonald's gold card for unlimited
garbage goofs.
No, there's literally a website where these people submit what they think is their funniest tweets to. It's called, yeah, I'm not going to name the website because I don't want to throw shade on them.
It sounds bad.
People that are comedians on Twitter submit what they think are their funniest tweets to this joke website.
You got
to
do finger quotes around comedians in this one.
No, they're really comedians. They're literally
you're lumping them into professional a group of good fucking people.
Comedians.
You're lumping them into a good group.
They write for like legit ass Saturday Night Live.
I refuse
Live and
to
shit.
Acknowledge it.
Oh my fucking Christ. So what do you want from me? No, you're right. This is just a bunch of assholes.
What's that
These
one?
Are guys that Fallon. Work at Starbucks.
Fallon. They must write for Fallon because I hate Fallon.
Oh, God.
That guy's
you
not funny.
Love Saturday Night Live. Anyhow.
Well, it used.
Daplusk.
Shit got ugly.
Daplusk wrote. This is his joke. Ready?
Daplusk?
Daplusk is the Twitter handle.
Okay.
McDonald's says, how can I help you? There were a few McDonald's ones and they were all bangers.
Okay.
McDonald's says, how can I help you? He says, I'd like my teenager not to blow through a month's worth of data in 3 days. And then McDonald's says, I mean, from the menu.
Oh, good.
That's pretty good.
Is this like, like hockey puck? Like just what? I'm so random. It's funny because I'm random.
Yeah. Squirrel monkey, purple dishwater, unicorn, fart, bacon, narwhal. We're great. Rick and Morty. Fart,
narwhals are great,
duke.
Though.
What?
Narwhals are great, though.
Not when you're using it as a punchline.
I don't know how you could use a narwhal as a... I mean...
Okay.
Never mind. I don't want
to
make
I'm
that
literally
joke.
Now going to name one of the writers from Saturday Night Live because he just goes by his name on Twitter.
Okay.
And that's William Holstein.
Never heard of him.
Here's his tweet, right?
Yeah.
And this is pretty good. Jared Fogle is now planning to run as a Republican for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1 out of 10. What do you give that?
It's less topical, but it's kind of topical. I don't know. It's
that's pretty good.
It's all right.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
it didn't get a guffaw or anything from me.
Mm.
It.
So what you what
it's just
you,
like, it's a sad truth more so.
I'm going to punch this joke up for you, William Holstein. OK,
that's a dig at Roy Moore.
No, I get it. So I'm going to punch it up for you. OK, Warren Holstein from Saturday Night Live. This is a freebie. Because the Fogle reference is really old.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Right? And
jinx.
Now, Republican for Congress being a pedophile, though, that's good, right? Because they are pedophiles. So
all
what you do is you say, hey, I heard that in the tax bill, right, they're going to help Kmart. The Republicans are going to help Kmart because they heard that they had boys' pants half off.
Mm.
See, that's actually topical, right?
Pretty good.
That was off the dome piece, too. I didn't even think, like, this isn't.
Yeah, I'll cut out the ums. It'll be solid.
Yeah. Okay. So Saturday Night Live, if you're listening, my name is Eddie, and that's a joke. That's actually a joke that works.
At Bloody Bits on Twitter. Give him a little.
I would never write for those bunch of fuckers because they're the worst.
You might be able to turn it around. I can't write comedy. Comedy is fucking hard. I swear I've bitched about this before. I can't do it. I've tried a number of times.
I don't think I could write it, but I think if I was in a room full of people that were just bouncing ideas, I'd be pretty good.
Yeah, you'd do the writer's room.
I'd be better than this fucking shit. Like, and these are their pinned tweets. Like, these are like, oh, these are my fucking bangers. Like, put this on my resume.
I can't help but hope, but like, it's about it being so not funny that it's somehow funny again.
Yeah.
And that's what they're aiming for.
No, because
it's earnest.
It's earnest, yeah.
Bummer.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Sure.
Barry Laminick, right?
Yeah.
He wrote, next year, I'm buying gift cards for my poor wife. All her presents look like Michael J. Fox wrapped them.
That's mean.
Yeah. 1 to 10, though. Where do you fall on that one?
Probably the best out of the bunch.
You think so?
To be fair. But it's mean.
Yeah. Okay. That's so you're going to give it, you're going to give it like a 6?
7.
7. Nice. Very good.
That's pretty funny.
Very good. Okay. Nice. And then the last one is Leanne Renee. And her
joke, is the one woman.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. Daplus could have been a woman.
That's true.
Or Robin Dowskin or sadly Catless.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They all may have been women, but it's cool.
Why is sadly Catless a woman?
I don't know. I'm saying they might have been. Why are you judging?
Why did you think it was a woman?
I'm saying might have been because every other one was Barry, Warren.
I just mindfully had to not call it a her before. I had to call it a people, a person or whatever.
Why is G?
What?
Yeah. G.
Okay.
I saw a thing. I don't know if it was real, but they were trying to get Nig X to be a thing. Because Latinx, because you don't want to say Latina or Latino.
It's not just that. It goes even deeper.
You want to have a non-gendered version.
Amigix.
Right. So Nigex is a non-gendered. Well, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I don't know if that's the right move.
They don't understand why Latinx is important.
Well, but that's not a gender neutral version of that.
When you're talking about a group of people, like you're talking about hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with my Nigex.
When you're talking about hanging out with a group of friends and
my Latinas and my Latinos.
Maybe it's mostly women, like say it's 5 women and one man in your group of friends.
Yeah.
They suddenly all become amigos. It wipes the gender.
Okay. So.
So that's why they're referring
Latinx
to those groups.
And Amigex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's acknowledging that there's more than just men and that they aren't the default.
The thing is, that term for a grouping of African Americans.
Right. As I'm saying, they don't get it.
It's not us and O's.
Right.
It's,
they don't understand it.
It's us and bitches, right?
They're trying to make a joke, but it's not funny. It's just like fucking figure it out. Like you can Google.
Yeah. Maybe if Michael J. Fox rapped them, it would have been funnier.
That was dumb what you just said.
Well, I'm trying to tie it back. So the last one's Leanne Renee.
Okay.
And hers was, are you a ghost looking for love? There's an apparition for that.
That's stupid. Did you know there's books about like how to fuck your ghost friend? I would find that in the metaphysical section.
Okay. First question I have.
What?
How do you know that they are consenting?
That's the whole, like, I'm guessing that's part of the book. I didn't like actually pick it up and read it. I was just like, whoa, this is a book about fucking dead things. But like not for real dead things, not tangible. What do you even do? Like, is there a thing required for it? Do you have to have a cucumber? Like, do you bring something in to like embody this? My roommate, my non-consenting roommate who was stuck to this plane via space. Why are they even stuck here?
I don't know.
I can kind of comprehend. Yeah,
Mugins, I have unfinished business in this room.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm being stuffed in this pepperoni. Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
Pepperoni is a bad choice because it's wrapped in such a way that you can easily peel it. And so there are sharp edges on the wrapper.
Yeah.
I don't recommend those. Not that I've played with such things. I'm just speaking from logic.
So if you were going to masturbate with a food product, what would it be?
Item. Probably something rated for my puss.
Okay.
Ew.
Like that juice can?
No, it's not quite. No.
Okay.
Plus, that was on shell. You don't know how many fingers touched that. We got dirty fingers.
You wash it off. And
maybe, but there's also not a tapering effect there. How do you do that?
You'd have some trouble. Yeah. I don't know.
40 bottle?
Yeah. 40 bottle.
No, probably a dildo or vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's something that you can clean and it's like.
You just put it in the dishwasher.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I like that it's more acceptable for broads to have a sex toy.
It's acceptable for dudes too.
Okay, if a dude's got a fleshlight, you're like, that's weird.
It is weird because the effort that goes into cleaning it. It's so much easier for something that is inserted versus something you insert into.
Right, because you're going to shoot shit out.
But there's a cleanup for women also. Okay,
you're a slave to your biology. I apologize.
Right, but you got to sanitize stuff, especially because vaginas are super touchy. You can't fuck up the pH there. You could get infections and stuff.
Don't I know it?
You get infections in your vagina, right?
Well,
talk about your vaginal infections.
My boy clit usually is fine. So.
Okay. Well, that's not an orifice. That's not a pocket.
It's a humid pocket. The fact that you're ejaculating into an enclosed system.
Well, I'm just saying, when you're done with it, you're done, right? You want to roll over and go to sleep, but then you've got this fucking cleanup afterwards. Yeah. And if, you're not always 100% going to be time to go wash my pussy. And you're not going to go fucking sanitize it. You're going to roll over and you're going to let it sit there and it's going to get gross. And then you're
it's a really good thing women don't have to wear condoms.
Some women do.
After you ejaculate into a condom, you have to go out and remove it and take care of that whole situation.
Okay.
Right?
That's
literally the exact same scenario as a fleshlight.
Some guys just wipe off on a sock or some shit near them. That's your business. I'm talking about the crevices. What's going to be inside the thing? And you're not going to clean it immediately. We know that. Because if you're you've got that energy, there's something weird already.
Yeah. So that's the problem is you're already judging somebody who has a fleshlight.
No, I'm judging a person that's going to be fucking it, come and then be I got to go wash it. And then they go and wash it. I expect you to just go to sleep. That's what that's for. Right. That's to calm the fuck down.
I have no idea. I don't have one. I don't know.
When you come, you're tired. There's chemicals released in your brain parts.
Into the bathroom and shit and take care of things. I do hate it, but I do it.
Yeah,
I hate going to work, but I do it.
Don't go to sleep with a condom on your dick, but you don't get what I'm saying?
So women are lazy, and if a woman had to do that, she wouldn't do it. She would just drop it on the side of the bed and leave
cum in it.
That's not
at all what I'm saying.
Well, I'm just saying you have to handle it. Whatever.
No, women also don't get the same chemical release that men do when they come.
So here's my invention, right? It's those little handheld vacuums. It's a dildo at the end of one of those that you shove into the fleshlight and suck it out.
I hate it.
That's perfect.
It's like the enema vacuum where they show you what's coming out of you. And they're like, this is a little bit greenish. That's your liver activated.
You don't see it.
You do.
You hit it and then it plays a song like that.
It better be a fucking loud song because it's going to be really chunky. Like, it's just, you're just going to hear it. Like, there's no way to not hear it.
Cum's not that
How
chunky.
How about you just fucking wash the thing out?
Yeah.
Like, you can do that. They're built to do that.
That's fine.
But I'm just saying, people don't, they're not clean. Like, you fucking stuff your socks into the couch. Like,
they end up in the couch.
You stop. I watch you.
Did I come in my sock?
I watch you peel off your fucking socks and stuff them into the couch crevices.
It was after I came in.
I'm
going to
just put this here for safekeeping. And I'm definitely going to take care of this later. And then like 4 days later, I'm peeling like 12 socks out of the fucking couch to do laundry.
Yeah. How many condoms were in there?
You're not going to clean your fleshlight.
Yeah.
You
don't think so.
If you can't pick up your fucking socks, there's no way you're cleaning a fleshlight after you use it.
Like, I brush my teeth every day.
And it's a sink right there in front of you while you're doing it. Uh-huh. And you don't even often rinse your fucking toothbrush.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Yes, I go in and rinse it for you.
No, I do. Every night I rinse it.
Oh, my God. You're fucking bonkers. No, you don't. I have to do it. I do it for you.
Cool.
Because you're crazy. You're weird. Is this normal? Are you normal? I just assume that this is what people do.
Yeah.
I sound crazy now because I've reached a pitch of crazy, of just worked upness.
Yeah.
God damn.
You all right?
I need this.
Have some more juice. Anyhow, now we're going to do another segment that I like to call the shit list.
Oh, we're continuing it.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
So this week on the shit list, I've got a candidate.
Zencaster or whatever?
No. Russia.
Oh.
They're the fucking worst.
What'd they do this time?
Russia?
Yeah.
You haven't heard it? You haven't paid attention to the news?
You should tell me.
About Russia?
Fill me in.
They're fucking terrible.
What'd they do?
I don't know. Like, fucking lying and cheating on international levels and shit.
How so? In what areas?
Well, they just got bumped from competing in the Olympics.
Well, you don't do the testosterone.
Huh?
Like, you don't do the AIDS,
yeah,
right?
They cheated.
Right, that's what happens.
Yeah, way to go, Russia.
That does have to sting a little bit.
Bunch of shits.
Because they're also waiting on sanctions that, you know, Trump probably made a deal with them for and hasn't filled out.
They were cheating.
I'm just saying,
their
world of rights is sort
of
tiny. It's shrinking.
What a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Can't even compete in the Olympics. Duh.
Yeah.
Can't even get your shit straight, Russia. You have anybody you want to put on the shit list this week? You look like your eyes are feral, so that's good.
I'm still coming down from the toothbrush shit.
I mean, aside from me, do you have anybody else you want to put on the shit list?
We've talked about this, but I can't recall at this moment.
You're fine. You love everyone.
Shrieking, I can't.
Okay.
I can't bring myself down.
So I guess I've got
one level of drunkenness too.
Perfect. I've got one last segment. You ready?
Wait, weren't we going to talk? No, did we already talk about the fireman that's not really a fireman that wanted to shut you up for being, like, being a fireman is supposed to shut you up because
that gives him the authority. Oh, no, that guy was such a pussy. I don't care about him.
You invited him on the show.
I did, and he fucking pussed out, so fuck him. He's an on person.
He went ghost when I said, I don't think you're a real fireman. Yeah. And then we found him, and he's a really great big fat person that thinks he owned Piers Morgan on his talk show.
Yeah.
And
I told him he was a weird bug that eats dust.
And that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But like, a bug kind of makes me think of like thin and like wiry and twitchy and weird. He's like a toad.
No, what was the other thing? Oh, I said he looked like...
You really went attacking his
looks. I nailed
him.
No, I had a good one. It was...
It's great because the picture he posted of himself was like 5 years ago. Oh, and it was him maybe in his prime and he's got his badge on.
But he still looked like he was an AIDS victim. No, it was...
That was unfortunate.
Well, he did.
He just like... No, I think that's an opiate thing. The way his eyes were super puffy.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. No, I said he looked like if Jabba the Hutt fucked Salacious Crumb.
Oh, yeah. That was after we found him on Piers Morgan laughing about the people massacred in Vegas.
Yeah. I said he looked like if Jabba the Hutt fucked the little guy.
Yeah.
Salacious Crumb.
I can't picture Salacious Crumb. I can just picture Tingle from Zelda.
Okay.
Tingle.
No.
When you laugh like that, it makes me think Tingle.
Okay.
Do you remember that little shitbird?
Yeah.
And you had to help him. And he's like the worst little monster to help.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to help that little fucking drunk boy.
Okay, I'm going to pull up a picture right now of Jabba the Hutt and Salacious Crumb.
It does kind of look like Tingle.
You don't remember this fucking dude?
Here he is.
Here's his face.
What's their names? That looks just like the fire dudes from Labyrinth.
Well, yeah, I wonder why.
Did they just rip that shit off?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Pretty much.
Labyrinth is better.
Dance, magic, dance.
Hear that, Star Wars, Mike? Labyrinth was better.
Yeah, because that new Star Wars movie is really good, from what I hear.
You don't get to talk shit until you watch it.
I said from what I hear.
Yeah, people are really torn, I guess, on it.
What's the big controversy about it? Like, I just heard that it was a piece of shit.
My take, which could totally be wrong, is that people, like movie consumers, I guess, they don't work in film. They just watch film like fucking everybody.
So literally the people that you're everybody working else. For.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, movies are made for the people that watch them, not for other people in Hollywood.
Tell Hollywood that, because they're just regurgitating fucking remakes. Yeah. Like, it's not about what people want.
Okay, go on.
It's about the blurred line between, like, prediction and expectations.
Okay.
Like, people are upset because they expected it to go a certain way, and they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So that automatically means it's bullshit. And then they're just like screaming about it, like how morons say that vegans force everything down your throat. Like, just those people that just brag on vegans nonstop. And I've never talked to a vegan that's like in your face vegan, like all these people insist.
Yeah, I have. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. I don't think there's a lot of those people.
What did you hear about Star Wars?
Well, I heard that ever since Disney bought it out, it's been going downhill. It's become a lot more like Care Bear-ish and clearly about merchandising.
It was garbage so long before Disney bought it out, just to let you know. Fucking Jar Jar Binks.
I would say that it's never been good. Like,
the first three.
No.
They're interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of boring. But
very boring.
But the set pieces are incredible. Like, from an artistic point,
yeah,
they're fun. It's nice to watch. But I could say that about like anything that uses practical effects. Okay. I really love practical effects.
Go watch Alien.
Right. Like, that Alien one is incredible. Is
amazing compared to fucking.
It's almost not even fair to compare them.
Yeah, I know. Because one's good and the other isn't.
I'm just saying, like, I can appreciate it. Just like Psycho. Like, Psycho is dated and slow.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But it's good. It's artistic. It's poetic. Yeah. It's nice.
But, like, nobody.
I don't want to write something that somebody calls nice. Like, I never want to be that, to be just that, like, normal line, you know?
Well, it's good enough.
Right. I never want to be that.
Okay.
But I would say that the first three are nice. If you're gonna have something on in the background for noise, that's fine. Oh
God. Yeah, right? that's a rave review.
Well,
if I was gonna put movies on in the background for noise, it would be like The Big Lebowski, Fear and Loathing.
You can't do those because I want to stop. I don't want you to fucking talk to me. I want to watch it.
Why?
Because those are good.
Billy Madison.
No matter how many times I watch them.
The Musical, the Orgasmo. Oh my God, The Pest. Yeah. You know what I should do for an episode of the podcast?
What?
Just have that intro 3.5 minutes of The fucking Pest that I sent you. Just that's the first 3.5 minutes of the podcast.
I had the biggest crush on John Leguizamo.
And look who you ended up with.
Yeah, the whitest of white bread.
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily true. As you sip my juice.
What are you suggesting still with this juice? You said it was for children. Now what are you saying?
I don't think there's a lot of white bread white dudes drinking this shit, is all I'm saying.
I don't think the color of your skin dictates what the fuck alcohol you consume.
Why did they spell juice that way?
I don't know, because they're stupid. What?
Okay. I mean, that's, yeah.
Could, I mean, if you put like some U's and some Z's in there, people could be like, that's anti-Semitic.
So if I put gin N before that, would that be better?
So it is a black thing.
Well, let's look at the type that's used and the way that it's
what
decorated.
What are you talking about? There's like fucking tribal markings on this. It's blue with yellow tribal markings.
Okay, so it's probably made for like MMA dudes.
Probably. I mean, yeah. MMA dudes obviously don't give a shit about their health. Like, which is abnormal. Like, wannabe MMA dudes. Like the guy that was coaching that giant person on My 600 Pound Life or whatever the fuck that show is called.
Oh, that little dude?
Yeah.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our last segment for this week is butthole news.
Yeah.
I actually have butthole news.
Cool.
Yeah. Drink your juice.
Mm-hmm. Get to hear me inside a can.
Yeah.
Okay. Or here.
This week in butthole news, man had so many prostate orgasms, he couldn't stop, according to new paper.
I'm not gonna buy it.
163-year-old man had so many prostate orgasms he couldn't stop. If you didn't know, it is possible for a man to have a prostate orgasm by massaging that area, apparently.
This is like, so people call this controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Like internal orgasms for women versus external. Like some people suggest that internal orgasms don't exist.
Yeah. No, they do.
Yeah, but
women actually very easily have orgasms. They just deny them.
What? Tell me more about my body.
Well, they lie about that shit. Like, you hear women, they're like, sometimes I'm on a gravelly road and I just,
The fuck? What?
Think about it this way. Like, if you're a dude and you could just have an orgasm and not tell a broad and then just hang out and have even more orgasms, would you immediately be like, yeah, I had an orgasm, you can stop now? Or would you hang out and be like, well, let's go for four, let's go for five. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, now I just had one.
You've got to realize, though, that sometimes it's a little too overstimulating.
Yeah.
And you cannot continue. I mean, women can have multiple.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just, it's not the right direction to go.
I'm joking.
And your body tells you. I'm speaking earnestly.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you, like, as a man, when you have an orgasm, it's like having, have you ever played those, game where you're spraying the water in the clown's mouth and the balloon inflates?
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's going to inflate and inflate and inflate and inflate and then it pops?
Yeah.
That's the orgasm. And that's it.
Yeah. And I don't know. You've not been pegged. You've not done butt stuff.
Yeah, and I'm never going to.
There's some dudes that just swear by
it. I'm never going to.
You know, that's how they, like, semen test bulls and shit. They put a vibrator in their butts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they stimulate them that way.
There are some women that have massive orgasms by getting fucked in the ass. When you want to try it?
I don't think I'm that kind of woman.
Okay, cool. So, same.
I'm just saying, like, it's science as far as bulls go.
No, I know. And I'm a bull, so that makes total sense.
They're stimulating. I don't have that gland. Like, I don't have a prostate.
Yeah, but I'm a bull, so it makes total sense.
I don't have a prostate.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls are male cows. They have prostates.
But
you have a prostate.
In the spectrum of, like, types of men out there, I'm a bull. I get it.
That's not what I'm saying.
So it's fine.
I don't physically have the anatomy to have an anal orgasm.
Some women have them, though. You don't know until you try.
That's psychological. Women can have very heady orgasms. That's different.
Yeah.
Fuck, I know somebody that can come just by having somebody, like, whisper on their ear.
Yeah, again.
Like, I know these people.
And so that's why these women lie about having orgasms. They have, like, four or five of them before they'll tell the dude they had one. And then you can start.
You can fucking tell. Come on.
I'm just kidding, dude.
What is happening? Like, what are you arguing?
I'm not.
Women can have multiple. So, you can't. You're jealous.
This 63-year-old dude.
Okay.
His name is Anero Helix. No, Anero Helix is the name of the prostate massager. Yes. Nice. No, I don't know what the dude's name is. It's anonymous.
He's got one of those semen tester bull massagers.
Yeah. He
works for him.
He is old and he got an infection in his prostate.
So he has to milk it. This is actually a really good idea.
Yeah. So they gave him a thing to do a thing with it. And he shoved it up his ass and did the thing with it and inflated it to help with his infection.
He inflated it so it gets stuck up there?
No.
What? What's the inflation?
You shove this thing up your asshole.
Right. Is it like...
And then you can inflate it with a pump and then the other side you deflate it. And the idea is you shove it up your asshole, you inflate it to apply pressure to the prostate to help with the infection, to
expel... It's also a vibrator.
What?
Isn't it?
No, it just inflates and deflates. It's not a vibrator. Okay. There's no batteries.
It's just pressure.
Yeah, it's just pump it up, pump it out. It's like the shoes, the old Reebok pump shoes.
It's like a catheter. Like you got to insert a catheter and then you inflate something on the other end of the catheter.
So he inserts it into his ass. He inflates it and it applies pressure to his prostate to help it with the infection.
Sure.
So you're talking about this poor 63-year-old man had an infected prostate. He shoved this thing up his ass.
No, this is great. This is good so far.
And it fixed him. It got rid of the infection, right?
You're saying he's just coming nonstop?
That along with Tafadil prescription.
It's Tafadil.
Well, Tafadil is Cialis, and it works for two things. One is erectile dysfunction, and two is urinary tract infections.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they gave it to him, and it made the infection go away, but he started having orgasms when he had the thing back there and pumping it up.
Good.
Well, he became addicted to it.
What does that even mean?
So...
Everybody likes to come.
The old man would start putting a condom on and then putting it because he would come.
Well, yeah, things is messy.
Yeah. But men can't be, you know, asked to, after they come, clean up. So, you know.
Well, he's just taking preventative measures, right?
And then he came and then he took it off and he removed it and threw that out. And then he deflated the thing and then he put it away.
That's part of milking it, though. Like, you're supposed to.
No, this is after his infection is gone.
So he just figured out his infection is gone.
This makes him come. So he shoves the thing up his ass, puts on a condom, inflates it, comes, pulls the condom off, throws it away.
It's very sanitary.
Deflates the thing. Yeah.
It's very collected and cool.
He could not be bothered to clean out a fleshlight. So the problem is that eventually he started just coming when he was putting the condom on. Like, he was so, like, into the whole...
This is how murderers are made.
...sitch, right? And it rewrote his sexual attraction.
Yeah, it's just a repetition type.
Totally.
It's Pavlov's penis.
Mm-hmm. Because it's very easy. Hey, every time I ring the bell, I give you... Or every time, Alyssa, you do something good, I give you a chocolate. And then you're like, oh, I did something good. Here's a chocolate.
Why you gotta go to, like, demeaning me?
It's like Pavlov's penis.
Right. So why do you immediately jump to demeaning me?
I wasn't demeaning you. It's the same thing as this dude did.
Buying chocolates.
Orgasms for him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's the same thing.
Right. I said it. You didn't have to create a situation that is demeaning.
I'm trying to relate it to the listeners that maybe aren't men that
maybe
shove
you don't understand
what
Pavlov's penis means. So let's just talk about training a woman.
I mean, you can't do that. That's impossible to do, first of all. Women can't be trained because they're their own person. And you should never try to do that to another person. You should let them be themselves.
It's not like a story that came out
chase their bliss.
About a person that...
Yeah, I think it was 50 Shades of Grey, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe it was like a stupid Reddit post. There was something about like how they trained their partner to like, shut the fuck up by giving him a chocolate.
No, that was an episode of the Big Bang Theory.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So really good.
Well, it's Big Bang. What do you expect? Like, it's not the best anymore.
It wasn't the best. It was Nerd Face, which is
talk bad. Mess because I know people that work on that show. But sorry. Yeah,
I know people that write for Saturday Night Live and they make really good jokes on Twitter.
You don't know them. You
I don't know them. I'm just shitting on them because they're not funny.
Yeah, there's not a personal connection so you can poop on them.
I'll poop on people I'm personally connected to.
What to up? Poop on.
For me to poop on. That was probably the last good Saturday Night Live writer, Robert Smigel.
It's not funny.
That part wasn't, but.
No, his dumb dog thing was not funny.
Triumph isn't funny. That's very true.
I can't deal with puppets for adults. It gives me the willies.
Yeah, this week in Butthole News, an old man got addicted to shoving a balloon in his ass and coming.
Why you gotta call it an addiction? Just, like, have your private kink. Why are you taking this to the news? I don't understand.
Gizmodo?
Who put this out?
Gizmodo.com, but it should have been called Gizmodo. It's Ryan F. Mandelbaum. You have anything to say about his last name?
He's a bum. He made it up.
Mandelbaum.
Yeah.
You can email him, ryan@gizmodo.com.
No, this is shit my dad says all over again. Like, it's fake. Somebody fucking, he made this up. This old man did not go to the media. Like, I'm addicted to this pump in my butt. I'm
coming with something in my butt.
Yeah.
I'm a nom vet.
There's so many. We've talked about toning, haven't we? Like, there's just so much weird.
That's not real.
Toning is real.
That's not real.
Pull it up.
Okay. Just because 0.01% of people do something.
It's got to be more than that.
I guarantee you. There's a whole forum
for people that like to wear diapers and shit in them while they watch anime. Like, the internet is for pervs.
See, this is the thing. Like, we used to bully people.
You keep saying
this. They would say shit. Like, you would be in school and somebody.
Bullying somebody isn't going to make them not shit in their diaper while they watch Inuyasha.
Creepy Brandon. Like, remember when we were in Chico and there were two Brandons, Yard Sale Brandon and Creepy Brandon? Yeah,
yeah. The Wiccan.
Creepy Brandon, the Wiccan. We were talking about making games and stuff, and he could not be wrangled as a developer. He got into this whole thing about wanting to make a game where you were an anthropomorphic fox with a big dick and you were running around and doing things.
Were you doing things with your dick?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, like, you know.
Rubbing it on
sex
things?
Sex stuff.
Oh.
With other foxes.
Just and to say, like, if I had a dick for a day, I would definitely be finding all kinds of textures to put it on.
Okay, but this is also a man. So imagine if there was a girl in this game group.
So he has children. He lives in, like, a weird track house thing.
Yeah.
And he rubs his dick on everything. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. Chase your bliss.
We shouldn't kink shame guys who, like, let's say there was a girl in the game development group and he just kept talking about how he wanted to make a game about a fox that ran around fucking other foxes. That wouldn't be like
that's
a sexual
harassment
thing. The
whole point of
the game
is to go fuck other foxes?
Pretty much. So do you know what we did to him? We shamed him.
I have a feeling like this person has put his penis inside of an animal before.
We shamed him. We said, that's disgusting. I don't want to talk about this and I don't want to do a game about this.
Yeah, I vaguely remember you having like a meeting every night with that person.
Yeah,
like you guys were developing
a game
together.
And I'm like, I'm done with you and I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I shamed him. I was like, that's disgusting. I don't want to talk about a fox fucking shit. Like,
remember
that's
that
weird.
Guy on Loveline who was fucking his
dog?
Was it a husky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't.
There's like three breeds of dog that people like to fuck specifically.
First of all, he was blowing it. He wasn't fucking it.
He was getting fucked
it
by
and
it and
it
blowing it.
So it's a little less aggressive. I mean,
I know we've talked about this before, where it's slightly less rape when the animal's doing it to you, but you're training and conditioning an animal to do that.
So if you die, then that dog can't be with another person.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Right. But I got to point out that, like, I can actually only think of two of the main breeds that people do this to. Not that I, what? No.
Kidding. Come on.
That people do.
Okay.
For whatever, like when steakandcheese.com was a thing, you remember that?
Oh, yes.
I would be clicking through just like the daily videos.
Let's get into why you were into that, first of all.
I just found a shock site, mm-hmm. and I would click through the clips.
Did you ever go to EFOCT?
No.
Oh, EFOCT was good.
I wasn't looking for porn. I was just like, I don't even know what I was looking for. No, I was just testing porn. The internet limits. I was like 15. I didn't know what was happening.
EFOCT had some good shit, but go on.
But yeah, the two dogs I would often see fucking or being fucked, no, three, were pit bulls, because they're just so common.
Okay.
Husky dogs, like yes. Beautiful huskies.
Beautiful, strong huskies.
I don't understand the thing about huskies. I just don't get it.
Beautiful, strong huskies, right?
I don't know. They're pretty dogs, but I don't want to fuck it.
But they were strong, right?
I would think like a, what's strong? Like a, what's the big dog? It's like the snow dog that has a barrel around its neck. Yeah, I would picture that as more muscular than a husky.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay, and German Shepherd dogs. The number three
you would fuck is a German Shepherd.
German Shepherd dogs were so common.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because of how close it is to wolf, and people like have this weird sexuality with wolves. Oh,
okay.
So huskies and German Shepherd dogs are the most wolf-like, apparently.
Got you. So where I'm wrong for shaming this guy.
Which guy? I'm in dog fuck land.
Creepy Brandon.
Okay. I do picture him as fucking an animal.
So I was shaming him for talking about this shit and saying like, that's gross and I don't want to talk about this. And why are you weird about furries?
People that are into like fucking foxes probably would be sexually aroused by Shiba Inus. But Shiba Inus are not as trainable as German Shepherd dogs or huskies.
So there's been a trend on a lot of podcasts where they're like, we're not mad at furries. You're cool. No, you're gross. You're horrible, gross people.
You're talking about my brother and brother and me. And that's what had me lose all respect for them is when they started
horrible, disgusting, gross people.
They just started to be like, it's not, what's the word? It's not.
Kink shaming.
No, it's not.
Inclusiveness.
Yeah, I guess it's not inclusiveness to be like furries have a weird sexuality issue.
Right.
Just like pedophiles have a weird sexuality issue.
It's just like this guy likes to shove something up his ass and inflate it.
It's not PC culture. That's it. It's not politically correct to say that furries are abnormal and bizarre.
No, it's politically correct to force yourself to say it's okay for them to do it because you don't want to offend them.
And I'm not
them.
Down with that.
That's politically
That's
correct.
What turned me off of them totally. I stopped listening to most of their podcasts.
Okay, I'm liking where this is heading.
Even their special, like I just stopped with like their D&D shit. I occasionally listen to My Brother and Me.
I can't do My Brother and Me anymore. It's so fucking obnoxious. Have you listened to one of their live episodes?
I avoid the live episodes specifically.
It's like a cancer. It's
I don't want to fucking hear like a sucking circle jerk. I just can't deal with it. Like I don't want to hear the fucking wet mouth noises. Like it's just so sexual. It's so
kind of gay shaming. It's but not okay.
Like they're all fucking blowing each other. It's just too much. It's incestuous. Okay, like it's there's something just extra disgusting. Like I don't give a shit about gay people. Like do what you do, love who you
Chase
love.
Your bliss.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't
unless you're a furry.
I don't yuck any yums typically, but I'm just fucking over some things. Whatever. Like that was a recent tweet I had to post about what's that fucking douchebag's name? His
Jesus
Bieber. Justin Bieber, he posted a video of himself, just like a time lapse of him solo decorating a Christmas tree shirtless.
Why?
I know.
Yeah.
My tweet was something like, picture anybody on your Facebook.
I should do
friends.
This. I should do it.
Right?
Like get my just
picture
shortest
fucking
shorts.
Anybody else.
My fucking fat man belly hanging out all furry.
Like what is... What
like
is the purpose of that?
Like a fucking real man doing that shit.
And why is that person, why do people praise him for it? He's so low deck. Like in any other situation, that's fucking sad. That shit is sad. You do that with a family or with your friends.
Yeah. No, you and our kid did
He's
it.
He's just so low. like it's framed on him constantly. He's just moving, putting shit on a tree. Mm-hmm. Nobody else in the image, not even a fucking dog, nothing.
How cool would it be if like those were the frames and then he's up on the ladder putting the star on, and then the next one he's turning around and he's putting a noose up, yeah. and then he's like putting it on his fucking yeah. neck, and then the last one is hanging.
That would make it an art piece.
But he doesn't actually kill himself.
Right.
But yeah, totally. That'd be dope as shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Well, like, I was with you, and every day you did this stupid shit, and I'm like, why are you doing this?
Right, I'm just...
Again, guys, hire me to punch up your shit, because I can make it so much better.
He doesn't care. He has a tattoo of, like, a snarling grizzly bear and a lion on each pec. Ugh. Like, look how manly and tough.
How manly I am. This is American. I put this thing in my prostate and inflate it.
Just do it privately. Like, don't make it about the world. Don't make it about every. Well, don't just fucking hide your weird shit. Just like, can we go
have
back?
Shame. Have shame. Yeah. You know what used to create that shame? Bullying people who admitted that shit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to compare it to like the Nazi shit and like racism, but I would really love for them to be shamed again.
Yeah.
Like, they're so emboldened right now.
We used to do that. We used to bully people, but now we can't do it.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like everybody's cool. Like, there's like a whole thing. Like, I don't like punch a Nazi. Like, it's what Captain America does. Like,
yeah.
It's a goof. But I gotta say, I'm not sad when I see that Nazi get punched.
Richard Spencer.
Yeah, I don't get like, I'm not sad.
I literally bully Neil deGrasse Tyson for stupid tweets.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah. Yay!
Like, I don't think you're making a difference in the in
ladies
his
and
life.
Gentlemen, in this new year, find people who literally deserve to be bullied and bully them.
Yeah, I don't want to condone bullying.
But sometimes
I was the bully in high school.
Sometimes it helps.
I don't know that I've been bullied.
I bully you every day.
I was bullied in elementary school.
Yeah, it does make you a little bit tougher.
But then I bullied in high school. Mm-hmm. And there, like, I was only in high school for like freshman and junior year because I was like jumping back and forth between homeschooling.
Okay.
And in junior year, I had to go through and like apologize to people because I just felt like a horrible person.
Yeah.
And then like I made like I'm still friends with people.
There's actual bullying that like needs to happen, though. And then maybe it needs to be called something different.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, you gotta
coin something else. What can you think of anything? Give it a name now.
I would call it social policing.
Okay. I think they might kind of string it into PC shit, which is frowned upon.
There's a difference. If what you're doing is actually artistic and it adds something to society, that's cool. But if what you're doing is getting pissed off because they changed the color of Sonic's arms, and then you go to your local GameStop and you like get pissed and try to color in Sonic's arms to be
one autistic
instead
person.
Of tan, you need to be bullied.
You're bullying an autistic person. Where are the lines in this?
Well, okay. Do you know what happened after that person was trying to color it in?
No.
She maced the people that were at GameStop trying to stop them. Is that okay?
Preservation, but no.
That's cool. We should allow that.
Because in this fucking time,
have you ever been maced?
Pull a gun.
I've been very close to maced when I was making hot sauce and I stupidly opened up the fucking blender and that wrecked my night for like an hour.
I know. When I opened up my new sriracha, I popped the seal.
Sriracha is so pussy,
popped
though.
Right into my eyeball. I've heard you scream when you got sriracha in your eye.
No, that wasn't sriracha. That was that other hot sauce.
No, it's sriracha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we had a baby and you're like pounding on the countertop screaming like, fuck everything. Fuck the world. Fuck people. Yeah. Like, it was just.
Well, I let that
like,
shit
I was
out.
Laughing at you, even though I knew you were hurt because it was just that ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay, that's probably true. But I let that shit out of me. Like, that's healthy.
That's fine. I think you were frustrated about something else before that. And it kind of leaked into it. But I have definitely done the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it earns a fuck or two. Yeah. It does. Sriracha burns. It's for your mouth hole, not your eyeballs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are for your mouth hole and not your eyeballs.
Yeah. What about cum?
Yeah, I've got that in my eye and it's not good.
What would be worse, sriracha or cum?
Cum is the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? It's not even like a pepper.
Put it in your fucking eye.
I'm not going to.
It's like,
no, I agree.
It's a bad pH. It's just not okay. Right for your eye.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's straight up acid in your shit.
That's true. It's built to like neutralize women's pH.
It's just...
So it can get into your...
I kind of want to see what it's like in your eye now. Can we just like eyedropper it straight in?
Nope.
If it's just women's pH, I want to understand this. Like what college can we ask to do this study? Like this is just not... Like we have to do it ourselves.
There's probably gay dudes who this has happened to.
Can somebody please tell me?
Yeah, if you're a dude and you've had jizz in your eye...
You don't even have to be gay because I guess like shit like just flies. Just it just goes flying.
Oh, you know what? I heard a story about this from a dude I know.
Okay.
Like I
would. Can you name him?
Shout
out to Nathan.
No, it wasn't Nathan. You wouldn't know him.
I don't know Nathan.
It's a dude I went to high school with. I could say their name, but is it Josh?
Alfred.
Alfred. No. Alfred died a virgin.
What? Alfred's dead?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Now I gotta look him up.
I have no idea. Dude, I can't fall out of my nose.
Every time you say that person's name, I picture them.
Alfred.
Yeah, I picture the Mad magazine guy.
Yeah, Alfred E. Newman.
What's that guy's name?
Alfred E. Newman. Yes.
Whoa, I accidentally did that.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Never connected that in my own head.
But not Alfred, Alfred.
Alfred is the Mad Magazine guy. Alfred was him. His name was Alfred, but he called himself Alfred.
Oh, my visual brain just put that together for me.
Visual brain.
I have a word brain. I have a math brain.
You have a bunch of different brains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're different than you.
I can write screenplays, specifically violent ones, because I like to put in noises and stuff.
My friend Josh, his girlfriend was trying to jerk him off in his car.
And he aimed it at his eye?
No, he didn't.
Well, she did. That'd be funny. Like...
And it took forever, apparently, and then it popped
in his eye. And like those clumsy... situations, I always try to picture the woman like just trying to like put it into the belly button, just like put it back, recycle, you know? Your face. Yeah, like make it not go in everybody's face, put it back in, recycle it.
I have no idea.
Give him a gooey button.
The gooey button. I have no idea what her plan was. This broad that he was with was retarded, basically.
Or point at the window to get like a visual.
Or just catch it in your fucking hand. Like,
that's not her responsibility.
Oh, God. Yeah, sure. It's not your responsibility, but you can be goddamn courteous with people. It's not your responsibility.
He should be courteous. It's not your
responsibility to open the door for a broad, but you do it to be courteous.
Right. And he should be courteous of his own dick spew.
Oh, yeah, sure. So you just hold it and see. Excuse me, madam. Yeah. Allow me a moment.
Just pinch the tip.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Keep it in there. Save it for next time.
And then you pull out the ashtray from your car and you come in it in front of her and then put it away.
I'm trying to think of the most polite way to dispose of the cums.
To ejaculate?
Yeah.
In them is the most polite way.
No, that's not good.
Then you look in their eyes and say, now we are one.
Ew, I don't like where you took that.
Yes.
I was hoping for something a little bit more lighthearted.
Now we are one.
I don't like that at all.
And then you grab a little too hard with your hand when you say it. Now we're one.
Where are you grabbing?
Well, their wrists that you're holding over their head.
Yeah.
Well, one is the wrist and then the other is the throat. And you say, now we're
gonna
one.
Yeah, you're going to TJ Miller that shit.
Well, yeah, and then you pick their tooth up and give it back to them.
Yikes.
That got serious, guys. TJ Miller actually did punch the tooth out of a broad. That's not funny. TJ Miller is a bad person.
Yeah, I got to pee super bad. Can we close?
We yeah, we'll close. So we did butthole news. We did the shit list. You could put TJ Miller on the shit list.
He's on it. Yep.
He's on the shit list. That's all. And then drink a juice, blue lemonade. They're bad, but they get better.
The more you drink.
The more you drink. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Let's get shitty. Let's get shitty.